With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. A world-famous skydiving operation in Paris is grounded for an undetermined period because of coronavirus exposure risks, and the business is taking a major hit to its bottom line during peak parachuting season. Skydive Paris General Manager Dan Brodsky-Chenfeld says that before Riverside County Public Health Officer Cameron Kaiser's March 17th directive limiting groups to less than 10 people anywhere at any time in the county to mitigate potential COVID-19 transmission, Skydive Paris was taking numerous precautions to eliminate germs, including sanitizing airplanes before and after flights. He said government guidelines were changing so rapidly that it became clear this was a fight not worth fighting. Governor Gavin Newsom is closing parking lots at some state parks and beaches to discourage Californians from crowding public spaces during the coronavirus pandemic. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports.
The closures come after some state parks reported record visitation over the weekend, a weekend when Californians were supposed to be staying home. Newsom called out young people in particular, telling them to heed the warnings and practice safe social distancing.
You can't do that when you're recreating, as you have in the past. So please, let us all step up our game and recognize our obligation, not just to ourselves, but to each other, to meet this moment.
The governor also said updated projections for the coronavirus's spread show California could need an additional 50,000 hospital beds. That's up from 20,000 last week. Newsom is trying to bring on retired and student healthcare workers and says the state is trying to secure enough personal protective equipment to last a three-month surge. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
As shoppers stock up at grocery stores during California's stay-at-home order, some low-income families who rely on government subsidies may be left with few options. Cap Radio's Scott Rodd reports.
I recently took a trip to my neighborhood grocery store to see how the shelves were looking. Specifically, I wanted to check out the foods that qualify for a program called WIC, spelled W-I-C, which helps low-income women, infants, and children get nutritional food. Only certain items qualify, and sometimes it comes down to minor differences.
So it looks like one brand of apple juice is eligible for WIC, but another one isn't. And it also looks like pineapple orange is eligible, but maybe not apple cranberry juice.
In California, like a lot of states, there's a small WIC sticker on the shelf under those items. A few aisles over, I find some shelves are cleared out.
The peanut butter section is looking somewhat sparse, and in fact, the ones that are WIC eligible, the natural peanut butters, are the ones that appear to be missing on the shelves.
Advocates say it's okay to stock up as long as you do it responsibly. Melissa Cannon with California Food Policy Advocates says shoppers should pay attention to WIC labels on the shelf.
Be cognizant of those, and if there's something else, another brand that doesn't have that WIC logo on it, try to go for that option.
Congress has appropriated $500 million in additional funding for the program in light of the coronavirus outbreak. In Sacramento, I'm Scott Rodd.
KVCR News is updating our website daily with the latest information on coronavirus and its impact to both San Bernardino County and Riverside County. For the latest updates, please go to kvcrnews.org to see how your community is being directly affected. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.